Hello again, Ray Yurt here with a few more thoughts on the Word of God. In this little series of talks, we have been talking about true happiness. We have discovered that true happiness is found in Jesus Christ alone. When you accept Jesus Christ as your own personal Savior and make Him Lord of your life, living your life according to His instructions, then you have true happiness. But even when you possess true happiness, things can come into your life that mar it, that spoil your enjoyment of the Christian life, that reduce the effects of true happiness in your life and in your experience. And I said that in the Sermon on the Mount, Jesus was talking to His disciples and He was giving them warnings about the things that can come into your life and interrupt your peace and your happiness. In the last talk, I identified three of those things: worry, an unforgiving attitude, and strife in your life. Let me now identify another three from the Sermon on the Mount, and later on in this series we'll talk about some of these things in some detail and look for the advice the Word of God gives for keeping these things out of your life. The fourth thing I would draw your attention to is discouragement. It's easy to become discouraged. When Jesus was instructing His disciples, He said to them, "These things I have spoken to you, that in Me you may have peace. In the world you will have tribulation, but be of good cheer. Don't be discouraged. Be of good cheer. I have overcome the world." It is the experience of every Christian to suffer persecution, and Paul certainly was not exempt from that. He suffered many hardships. He wrote to the believers at Corinth, 2 Corinthians 4, verses 8 and 9, "We are hard pressed on every side, yet not crushed. We are perplexed, but not in despair. Persecuted, but not forsaken. Struck down, but not destroyed." We're told, as we experience difficulties, to consider what Jesus went through. Hebrews 12 and verse 3, "For consider Jesus, who endured such hostility from sinners against Himself, lest you become weary and discouraged in your souls." Discouragement is one of the things that can come into your life and spoil your peace, spoil your enjoyment of true happiness. And Jesus warned against this in the Sermon on the Mount. You remember those verses that I read earlier, Matthew 5 and verse 10. "Blessed are those who are persecuted for righteousness' sake." Take persecution the right way. It shows who you are and where you are and why you're going through things, and it identifies you as a person who has a great future. "Blessed are those who are persecuted for righteousness' sake, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven. Blessed are you when they revile and persecute you and say all manner of evil against you falsely for My sake. Rejoice and be exceedingly glad." Take the reverse result from it. Don't be discouraged. Be exceedingly glad, for great is your reward in heaven. For so they persecuted the prophets who were before you. And Jesus goes on to say immediately after that, "You are the salt of the earth. But if the salt loses its flavor, how shall it be seasoned? It is then good for nothing, but to be thrown out and trampled underfoot by men. You would not sprinkle salt on your food if that salt had no seasoning in it, if it had lost its saltness. And there's danger that the Christian can lose their true happiness through discouragement. And another thing the Lord identifies in that sermon is fear of the future. Chapter 6 of Matthew and verse 34, "Therefore do not worry about tomorrow." These are days when you would have reason to fear the future. Paul writes to Timothy and warns him that in the last days, perilous times will come. And we're in those perilous times. Christians around the world are giving their lives for their profession of faith. But we are told not to fear. The Lord has it under control. He has the answer. But fear of the future can come in and destroy your peace, destroy your true happiness. And the third one that I mentioned for this little talk is addiction. Now that might seem like a strange thing to be warning Christians against, but chapter 5 of Matthew's Gospel, verses 29 and 30, the Lord indeed does warn about this possibility. If your right eye causes you to sin, pluck it out and cast it from you. Verse 30, if your right hand causes you to sin, cut it off and cast it from you. Now many of these warnings, many of these subjects that the Lord brings up are brought up in relation to unsaved people and the possibility of what will happen to them if they do not forsake their sins. But there is a secondary message there for the child of God. Even as a Christian, we battle against sin. And sin can come into your life and become a habitual thing, an addiction. And we are to do our utmost to avoid addictions in our lives. So in the previous talk and in this one, we've accumulated six things that could come in to interrupt your true happiness. Worry, an unforgiving attitude, strife in your life, discouragement, fear of the future, and addiction. In future talks, I'll identify more of these things that could come in, but then we'll be working toward talking about the most common of these things and seeing how we can avoid them so that we might have true happiness in our lives. May the Lord bless you.